Welcome to our podcast from the Center for Applied Research for Postsecondary Education, CARPE, at the American Institutes for Research, or AIR. Learn more about our postsecondary education research at carpe.air.org. Today, we're joined by Robert Nathanson. Robert is a senior researcher at AIR with over 10 years of experience in the execution of rigorous econometric and behavioral science techniques to applied policy questions in the postsecondary education, pre-K through 12 education, and health fields. His work has a particular emphasis on fostering opportunity and mobility for minority, historically underserved, and low-income populations. Thank you for speaking with us today, Robert. We're looking forward to learning more about your work on children development accounts as a means to save for college and thereby improve outcomes for children, families, and society at large.
Thank you for having me.
To get us started, can you tell us what are CDA or children development accounts?
Children development accounts, also known as children's savings accounts or CSAs, are financial accounts for children that focus on long-term asset building. Their two main goals are to build assets and to help parents maintain high educational expectations for the children's future. Most often, they're used for higher education. They build assets through family contributions and through additional funds. Sometimes they're governmental funds, sometimes third parties such as foundations. And there are programs throughout the United States, through at least two-thirds of states, including several statewide programs. The CDA program we work with is in Pennsylvania. It's called Keystone Scholars, and it's through a partnership we have with the Pennsylvania Treasury. Keystone Scholars is unique because it's the largest program in the entire country, because it has universal eligibility for approximately 135,000 newborns every year in Pennsylvania. And each of these children is eligible for a $100 starter deposit as part of the program.
That's so interesting. Drawing from your research, what should new parents know about saving for college for their children?
Great question. First, the earlier families start saving, the better. This allows them to maximize growth in the account throughout their kids' childhood. In our work, we've found that having started saving is positively associated with high educational expectations. And one of the main goals of CDAs is to maintain these high expectations as the children age, so that ultimately the expectations are able to be translated into post-secondary attainment. The other point I would raise is setting up automated contributions for the account in order to build assets on an ongoing basis, the set it and forget it mantra. This makes it easier on a parent, a busy working parent, than having to remember to contribute on an ongoing basis. And programs have been really thoughtful about making this easy to do, including lowering barriers and setting low contribution minimums. In Pennsylvania, you can contribute for as low as $10. And this can be really instrumental, especially if you start saving early. It can be really powerful. For instance, a family that saves $25 a month from the time the child is born until they're 18 could grow to nearly $10,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would you say are some key elements of successful CDA policies?
There are 10 key design elements recognized by the field as best practices for CDA programs. Our colleagues at Washington University in St. Louis, at the Center for Social Development, Margaret Clancy and Sandra Beverly put this list together. Pennsylvania's Keystone Scholars Program includes all 10 of the elements, including universal eligibility, automatic opt-out enrollment, automatic initial seed deposit or investment, and as I mentioned in Pennsylvania, that's $100, an automatic progressive subsidy, and starting at birth.
What do we know about the impact of CDA programs on family attitudes and behaviors? How do CDA programs influence parental expectations about their children's education and their future?
We know a lot. In 2018, Pennsylvania launched the pilot of Keystone Scholars, and in 2019, it expanded into its current form as a statewide universal automatic opt-out program. In the pilot, we found the likelihood families opened a college savings account doubled in the first year of life. So that was instrumental in getting parents to understand the importance of financial saving and doing so when the child is quite young. We also just finished our report based off of a survey of nearly 6,000 new parents in Pennsylvania. And in that survey, we asked information on parents' expectations for their newborn's future education, as well as on their savings behavior assets and trust in financial institutions. And strikingly, we found that 98% of parents expected their child to pursue at least a four-year bachelor's degree. And also that 98% expected their child to earn the same, if not more, education than they had. So at birth, parents' expectations of their children's future learning is sky high. And this was true across all demographic groups we looked at, including race and ethnicity, parental education, income, marital status, and urbanicity and rurality. And so we interpreted this as a testament to families' belief in higher education as an engine of opportunity. Goal of CDAs is to maintain these incredibly high expectations that we saw through our survey, as well as to build assets with the cost of post-secondary education continuing to grow. One really important thing to note that came out of this research was that while almost all families had really high expectations, some indicated that they believed it was too early to be saving. So I have high expectations, but I think it's too early to actually start saving for my child. And having that mindset was negatively associated with each of our parental expectations. And that risks long-term negative consequences. You don't start saving, you have less that you accumulate. Perhaps those expectations are not easily as translatable to attainment. So we believe that CDAs are specifically designed to help improve this mindset and why they're so critical. They can help shape this mindset. An initial seed investment on behalf of CDAs, the additional automated progressive subsidies, financial empowerment, messaging, and other information, they all can promote and change this mindset so that families can start saving early and build those financial assets and maintain a college-going mindset.
That's such an interesting finding and so important as we think about the next generation of students. What effects do CDA programs have on student completion and graduation rates? I know we've talked a little bit about the parents and how that influences behavior, but I'm curious thinking about student completion and graduation. What effect does it have there?
Well, the children in our study are too young for post-secondary outcomes. They're 2 and 3 years old, you know, so they're not even in kindergarten. But there is research by some colleagues, particularly Willie Elliott at the University of Michigan and his colleagues, that suggests that children with an education savings account are 3 times more likely to enroll in a 2-year and a 4-year institution than children without education savings. And they're 4 times more likely to graduate. So we think this is really powerful. And we're excited about following our children over time to see the impact of Pennsylvania's program on their long-term trajectories as well.
Definitely. I'm eager to hear more about that as well. Aside from these educational benefits, can you tell us a little bit more about some of the social benefits that might also be associated with CDA programs?
Absolutely. We plan on looking at these types of benefits in a follow-up survey to Pennsylvania in 2023 when the children are 4 to 5 years old. At the same time, our colleagues who've looked at a CDA program at Oklahoma have been able to examine some of these more long-term benefits. They've found that families with CDAs do maintain those high educational expectations, especially for financially vulnerable families, and they have far higher financial assets saved for college. So those are the two of the main goals we see realized with CDAs. At the same time, to answer your question, The participation in the Oklahoma program is associated with more positive parenting scores, fewer maternal depressive symptoms, and better socio-emotional development of children at age 4.
That's an exciting finding. You talked a little bit about universality and how important that is for successful CDA programs. Tell us more about how do universal automatic enrollment programs better support individuals, specifically folks that are, you know, across different socioeconomic status as well as between racial and ethnic groups.
The universality and automatic enrollment are two of the key features of a well-designed CDA program. They ensure the program is inclusive to all eligible families, regardless of anything to do with the family, of their financial status, the parents' education, their geographic location, if they live in a city, an urban environment, if they're in a rural environment, or membership in a historically underserved community. None of those aspects matter whatsoever when you're talking about a universal and automatic enrollment program. Universal statewide programs are especially effective from both a breadth of reach and a policy perspective. because they can promote standardization within a state across its full population. So there's not a hodgepodge of programs for one community versus another. And we have evidence in both Pennsylvania and Oklahoma that these features led to the diversification in the types of families participating. And ultimately, one of AIR's goals of this line of research and our partnership with the Pennsylvania Treasury is to facilitate the diversity, equity, inclusion of families able to afford post-secondary schooling and believe that earning a post-secondary degree is attainable.
Based on the evidence that exists on CDA programs, do statewide CDA programs provide assets and encourage saving for post-secondary education?
Yes, the evidence suggests positive impacts of statewide CDA programs. The initial seed investment and information campaign encouraged families to contribute savings to build long-term assets. Statewide and automatic enrollment promotes inclusion. CDAs also promote a college-going mindset with evidence that they help maintain post-secondary educational expectations over time, particularly from the work from our colleagues in Oklahoma and especially for underserved communities. And this ultimately helps translate expectations into attainment.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today, Robert. We enjoyed learning more about CDA programs as tools to save for college. And you can listen to our podcast on our website, carpe.air.org. Learn more about our post-secondary work on our website as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.